Welcome in to Scout's Eye on College Football on the Landry Football Podcast Network as we take a look at the playoff rankings after Week 12. And folks, it's coming into focus now as to what is likely going to play out with these rankings. It's Georgia's 1, Ohio State's 2, Michigan's 3, TCU's 4, LSU 5, USC 6. Alabama 7, Clemson 8, Oregon 9, Tennessee 10. Lots of comments, lots of thoughts, a lot of viewpoints on why the rankings are what they are. And a lot of it matters at this late stage, of course. But a couple of things jump out at me. One, let's start at the top. Georgia, if they beat Georgia Tech this weekend, they're going to be in the playoffs. Where they're seated is going to be number one if they beat LSU in the SEC championship game. But they'll be in the top four based on the body of work. Well, how could they be in the top four if they lose the conference championship? Because they're one of the four best teams in the country. And if they lose in the conference championship game, doesn't mean they're not one of the four best teams. The body of work during the course of the season has put Georgia in a separated position as the best team in the country. And if they end up losing to LSU, they will still be amongst the four best. Ohio State, Michigan winner will be in the playoffs. Even if they were to lose the Big Ten championship game to the West team, they're going to be into the playoffs. TCU, I think, is in pretty good shape, at least as a contender, if they lose, but they're going to need a little help. As I mentioned, Georgia, the Big Ten champion. I think a one-loss Big Ten runner-up, the loser of Ohio State, Michigan, is in pretty good shape. TCU would have a chance as a one-loss team. Obviously, if they win out, they're in. But you have to look at USC, which is in good position if they win out. If they end up winning all of their games, meaning Notre Dame and then the Pac-12 championship game, then I think that they're in great position to get in. Now, what does that mean for LSU? Well, LSU is in good position, and this is where some of the variables come in. LSU at this stage, at 5, what the committee's saying is if LSU beats A&M and beats Georgia, they're going to be into the top 4. So that would put Georgia and LSU in, the Big Ten champ in, and the fourth team would come amongst the loser of Ohio State, Michigan. TCU would get in before any of them if they went out. So it would be Georgia, LSU, the Big Ten champ, and TCU. If TCU were to lose, either to Iowa State, or let's say to Kansas State in the Big 12 championship game, they're not eliminated. They would be, as a one-loss team, TCU would be in the mix for that fourth spot with a Michigan, Ohio State loser. USC, conference champion, which I'm not so sure, and again, how the committee will look at it is conference champion trumps the other two unless you feel like the other two are demonstrably better. Well, if USC beats Notre Dame and, say, beats Oregon, then they will have not only a chance to win those games and win the conference, but they will have a chance to impress and to show that those other teams are not clearly better. So they would certainly be in the mix. And that's how it's going to – it's one of those scenarios there. Obviously, it's a little bit cleaner if LSU loses. Then it puts, the Ohio State Michigan loser. It puts TCU certainly in a position if they win out. The other possibilities, if there's chaos, if USC loses, if TCU loses, well, then you're looking at the loser of Ohio State Michigan. And it would put Clemson in the mix if they went out as the conference champion. I know that the Alabama fans are holding on for dear hope that we could get in. We're 7. Clemson will jump Alabama if they win the conference championship game. If they beat South Carolina and they beat North Carolina, they will jump Alabama. Alabama's at their ceiling. Look, if there's carnage in front of them, the highest that I see Alabama getting is 5. It would require Georgia to lose to Georgia Tech and to LSU, or, you know, you just put Georgia in the mix. Ohio State and Michigan, folks, the worst that can do is one loss. The loser of Saturday's game is going to finish with one loss. The winner is either going to be unbeaten, or if they lose the Big Ten championship game, they're going to have one loss. Georgia will be ahead of Alabama. Ohio State and Michigan will be ahead of Alabama. A one-loss TCU, if they win the conference championship, is going to be ahead of Alabama. USC, if they win out, will be ahead of Alabama. So, obviously, Clemson would be ahead of them. So there's, look, if Clemson were to lose, if USC were to lose, if TC were to lose perhaps twice, then we're dealing in a situation where, what about Oregon? Oregon with 2 losses, they beat Oregon State, they beat USC, let's say, and after USC beats Notre Dame, I think that Pac-12 champion has a chance to jump Alabama. So while it looks like Alabama's in a position right now, what is not being taken into account is the fact that none of these rankings reflect a conference champion, since those games haven't taken place yet. So those are the things to look out for. Little surprising in a lot of people's eyes, and disappointing in some people's eyes, that Tennessee has dropped all the way down to 10. It is an intriguing argument. They beat LSU, yes. They beat Alabama, yes. But they did have a bad loss to South Carolina last week, and they lost their quarterback. It does not, clearly in the committee's eyes, that's not the team that has gotten to this point where they're going to be good enough, from this standpoint, have the same resume that they did through the course of the season. Well, they did what they did, but it's not the same team. So that's, I think, the reason why they've dropped to 10. People will use head-to-head, and this is part of the frustration that people have with the committee. Well, you can use head-to-head, but, you know, how do you look at it? Well, Tennessee beat LSU, therefore they should be ahead of LSU. Well, you know, Florida State beat LSU, so should Florida State be ahead? Well, they both got 2 losses. There's a lot of that going on. I think a lot of it is, and this is where it, again, becomes frustrating, is people will look at the head-to-head and say, well, LSU looks better than Tennessee right now. I think they do. That's a fair point. But the resume is similar, and yet they're ranked all the way down to 10 and LSU's 5. That becomes a little bit frustrating, I think, for a Tennessee fan. They had their chance. They lost their chance. I think that's true. Now, when you look at these teams, and I focus on not the numbers. I look at the numbers. I take them into account. But for me, I don't call it the eyeball test, but I study the tape, and I see who I think is better. But again, just because I think a team is better doesn't mean that that's where it should be strictly because of that. I certainly don't think that. I mean, I thought Tennessee was better than South Carolina. It doesn't mean that it's going to play out that way. It's a flawed system to begin with. It's a no-win system for the committee. It usually works its way out because I think the worst thing that they do is they put these rankings out beforehand on a week-to-week basis, or, you know, they start in early November. It's the worst thing they do because it brings in the integrity factor, or lack thereof, like they're jumping people and manipulating it. I just, you know, I think they feel like this creates some transparency, but let's call it what it is. This is a show. It's a TV show. The only rankings that matter are the end. And we, it's fun, I guess, for people to talk about all the scenarios. But for me, I've got to watch the game. Just to say Team A is going to beat Team B, and if they do it, this is what's going to happen. No. How does it look? You know, how does it feel? How does all the games look? How much better has the team gotten? Have they regressed? I think all those things are fair questions, and I think factor in greatly. So when you look at it, who can potentially make the playoffs? I think you go down to 8. I could create a scenario where Oregon could get in if everybody falters. But I think the fact that Alabama's at 7, people are frustrated because they think that they're trying to get Alabama in. Folks, I think the ceiling for Alabama is at 5. I don't think there's any way they get in at 4. And I think we're going to have to wait and see what TCU, USC, and LSU does. How do I think it's going to happen? I'm getting ahead of myself, but I don't think LSU is going to beat Georgia. Certainly possible, but I would say that there's maybe a better chance that A&M pulls the upset over LSU than LSU beating Georgia. I don't think either one's going to happen, but that's the first thing. I tend to think that TCU might lose a game, not Iowa State, but to Kansas State. So a one-loss TCU that's not a conference champion could be dicey. So how does the Michigan-Ohio State game play out? How close does it look? The winner is clearly in. The loser, if it's close, is going to have a real good argument to be in if there's a spot to be in. They would be ahead of a one-loss TCU. They would likely get in with a one-loss conference champion USC. So I think in that scenario, it would be, let's say, Georgia, and let's say Ohio State, Michigan, and USC. That's what could happen if TCU were to lose, because then you would have the looking of the Michigan TCU resume. Now, on the other hand, you look at the resume and it might say, TCU's resume is better than Michigan. One loss versus one loss. Neither win their conference championship. But Ohio State likely would be ranked 2. That would impress. That's where the eyeball test comes in. Look, you can't talk about an eyeball test until the game's been played. But everyone wants to look at the scenario. There are teams that I don't think look like playoff teams. But folks, I don't think there are 4 teams to me that look like playoff teams. You got to have 4. And this, keep this in mind, as we go to 12, we're going to have to revamp everybody's thinking, because what we're going to see is the conference champions, which will be 6, because it's going to be 5, and, well, it's not decided yet. But we think it's going to be the quote-unquote Power 5 plus the best group of 5. That's 6, and then you'd have 6 at-larges. Well, there's not going to be 6 at-larges that are really capable of winning the national title, but anybody that has an argument is going to be in. And what it's going to do, it's going to put more emphasis, instead of on bowl games that are meaningless, playoffs that are going to be real intriguing. But right now, there's not 4 that look like – there are not 4 teams that are capable of winning the national title, honestly. They're lacking – there's not 4 teams that look like playoff caliber, but you got to have 4 in it. So we'll see how it plays out. And look, I think that who deserves it, who earns it, clearly, TCU, Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan control, and LSU control their fate. I think – If the top 5 teams all win, well, it can't happen. 2 and 3 can't both win. But one of them wins, the other would get knocked out if TCU wins out and LSU wins out. And it would be Georgia, LSU, the winner of Ohio State, Michigan, and TCU. That's how it would play out if it all goes to that. I do think, though, that LSU is likely to lose to Georgia, and that would create a scenario where you've got TCU would be in winning out. Then you'd have Ohio State and Georgia. Then you'd have one spot, and that would be Michigan would get beat out by USC if USC wins out. That's kind of how it would play out. Look, it's always confusing to go through a million different scenarios, but that's the takeaway, that Tennessee's dropped as far as they did because of the loss to South Carolina and what happened in that loss, losing their quarterback. LSU being at 5 is an indicator that LSU can control their own fate if they end up winning. And it looks like USC is going to need a little help, but the help being something that's likely, Georgia beating LSU, but they're going to need to help some help nonetheless. And I do think they get in with TCU, with Ohio State, and with Georgia over a one-loss Big Ten team. Now, if Michigan were to beat Ohio State, that's maybe a little bit more of an argument with Ohio State, USC. We're not going to solve it today. The games will solve it. We'll take a look at it this week. Reminder to check out LandryFootball.com for all the detailed film room breakdowns of all the college games of the weekend. What we anticipate happening, how we anticipate it looking. We got it all for you there. So make sure that you check that out. Also, subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network, where you can get all the updates on everything going on. Make sure that you check. We're going to have an update on the coaching searches. It's going to be big. Some things are breaking and cracking. We'll have that for you on another podcast here on the Landry Football Podcast Network. So subscribe, like, and share. And we're going to have even more details on all of those coaching searches over at LandryFootball.com. So make sure that you sign up and take care of that today. Hey, we appreciate you joining us. We'll talk to you next time. Have a happy Thanksgiving, everybody.